Good morning, this is Akashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketholeno. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced the constitution of 7 empowered groups to deal with potential long-term impacts of the West Asia conflict and urged states to work with the center in a Team India approach to ward off the crisis. In a statement in the Rajya Sabha, Prime Minister reiterated India's position of dialogue and diplomacy as the only solutions to the restoration of peace in West Asia, while admitting to the unprecedented challenges the war is posing for India in terms of supply of essential goods, including crude, gas and fertilizers. The Prime Minister said, "On going forward, self-reliance is the only option." Acknowledging that the situation is constantly changing, the Prime Minister called upon citizens to remain prepared for any eventuality. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a call from US President Donald Trump yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "During their conversation, they exchanged views on the situation in West Asia." Prime Minister Modi said that India supports de-escalation and restoration of peace at the earliest, ensuring that the Strait of Hormuz remains open, secure, and accessible, which is essential for the whole world. Mr. Modi said that they agreed to stay in touch regarding efforts towards peace and stability. Government has assured that there is a sufficient stock of petrol and diesel in the country and domestic production of LPG has been stepped up and all refineries are operating at the highest capacity. Addressing an inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi yesterday, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, urged citizens to stop believing in rumors and avoid panic buying. Talking about PNG expansion, she said that on Monday, around 7,500 domestic and commercial connections have been provided. Joint Secretary said that supply of LPG is affected due to prevailing geopolitical situation, but a lot of cargo has been lined up. She added that no dry out has been reported at LPG distributor ships.
तारीख को भारत सरकार ने ऑर्डर इशू करते हुए कमर्शियल एलपीजी का एलोकेशन लगभग 50% तक बढ़ा दिया है और इसी क्रम में जो ऑर्डर इशू किया गया उसमें रेस्टोरेंट्स ढाबा होटल इंडस्ट्रियल कैंटीन्स फूड प्रोसेसिंग इंडस्ट्री डेयरी सब्सिडाइज कैंटीन और आउटलेट्स रन बाय द स्टेट गवर्नमेंट और माइग्रेंट लेबर को प्रायोरिटी देने की बात की गई उज्ज्वला स्कीम के तहत लगभग 11 लाख माइग्रेंट लेबर और माइग्रेंट कनेक्शन ले चुके हैं।
The Lok Sabha has passed the Transgender Persons Protection of Rights Amendment Bill 2026. The bill aims to amend the Transgender Persons Protection of Rights Act 2019. Under the Act, a transgender person may apply to the district magistrate for issuing a certificate of identity as a transgender person. The bill adds that the district magistrate will issue the certificate after examining the recommendation of the designated medical board. Replying to the debate on the bill, Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar said, "The government's goal is to build a strong, prosperous and developed India, a modern, compassionate and inclusive society in which everyone can live with respect and dignity." Governor of Nagaland Nand Kishore Yadav called on the Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Speaker of Lok Sabha Om Birla in New Delhi yesterday. This was his first courtesy call on the dignitaries following his appointment as the Governor of Nagaland. During the meetings, the Governor conveyed his gratitude and reaffirmed his commitment towards the development, peace and progress of the state. And the Department of Labor, in collaboration with the Employers Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, under the Ministry of Labor and Employment, organized an awareness camp on the Employers Provident Fund at the office of the Assistant Labor Commissioner in Dimapur yesterday. The campaign, running from November 1 last year to April 30 this year, offers a special 6-month window for employers to regularize past non-compliance and enroll eligible employees who were previously left out of the EPF scheme. Regional Provident Fund Commissioner and Special State Officer Dimapur Samuel Das informed that employers can declare employees who joined between July 1, 2017 and October 31, 2025 but were not enrolled earlier. He said the initiative aims to strengthen social security by ensuring financial protection and stability for employees and their families. Deputy Labor Commissioner Thangbe Molotha highlighted the crucial role of social security schemes like EPF in safeguarding workers' financial well-being. Mr. Lotha noted that many workers and employers remain unaware of these benefits and stressed the need for such awareness programs to promote proper implementation. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.